Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So welcome to another episode of the Swirl and Sip podcast. So before we get into what we're sipping on this week, we are going to give a fair warning. Y'all know we normally curse pretty often on the show. The show's not really meant for kids anyway, but this show really isn't going to be meant for kids.
Like explicitly cursing.
Because we're talking about cursing and we plan on saying some words. So
we curse. Y'all already know that. But this is about cursing.
Yeah, this one's gonna have a lot. So there's your fair warning.
Now that that's out the way.
So what we are sipping on this week. So we are sipping on Rodney Strong Merlot. And so this one, it's another 14.5%. So y'all already know. Mm-hmm. It is Sasha and Sheree approved, but it says that it has predominant notes of blackberries, black cherry, and plum with a hint of dried herbs. It's silky and voluptuous. With soft tannins. That's why you like
it. That's why I like it.
And finishes with a touch of dried cocoa and vanilla. Mm. It says that it works well with grilled vegetables, spaghetti and meatballs, or grilled Italian style sausages. So I don't know how I feel about it.
I love it, but I'm just more shocked because
it's a good Merlot.
No, but I just had to look up the Rodney Strong because it's a family owned business,
and it's out of California. Like,
yeah, it's a family owned winery, and they're white. And I'm just saying, I ain't met many Rodney Strong. Yeah, Rodney Strong sound like a good strong black name, but you know, they are definitely not. But I like your wine. Just had to go. Like I was like, is it? Doubt it. We usually know if we got a black owned.
Yeah, no, this one.
This tastes light. It does taste smooth and voluptuous. I will give that word.
I think for me it is. So y'all know I love Merlot. So I'm never gonna hate on my Merlot. It's a sweeter Merlot to me.
It's like the tannins. It's slightly sweeter. You like tannins.
I like dry everything.
You like dry, like Sahara Desert tannins. And I was telling Sasha this before. I was like, tannins for me are the same as hops. So for people who drink beer, the more hops, the more bitterness. And I confirmed this with your husband just to be sure if I was on the right page. I don't drink beer now, so I was like, is that correct? He said, yeah, it's kind of the same. I said, okay, cool. So that's what makes it dry and bitterness. So anything that has high tannins, I'm like, oh no, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this one, it's a good Merlot. It's definitely smooth, but to me it is like just slightly sweeter. But it's 14.5%, so that in and of itself makes it worth it to drink. So today's topic, we gave y'all fair warning, we are talking about moms and cursing
and just cuss words in general. Bitch, slut, hoe, and the infamous nigga. With the ER and the A.
So we know that the ER is not the appropriate one at all.
Never.
That's the racist one.
Even though that is the one that could be non-black because it means ignorant and slovenly and lazy.
Does it have a meaning?
Yeah, it actually has a meaning.
Oh, I never knew that.
What? That's the reason why they attached it to us.
I never knew that.
No, it actually,
I just thought
so. Anyone?
I didn't think it. I thought it had a meaning. I thought they was just like that's what they are.
That's exactly. It has an actual meaning that does not have to do with
color. Obviously, yep,
exactly. But
America. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up again just because I'm like, oh,
I want to see. There's a definition that's not racist. I feel so bad typing this on the computer.
No, don't worry. I'll type it in.
This is Well, the first one comes up, a contemptuous term for black or dark skinned people.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. It actually was not like it.
Oh, I everything, see.
Yeah, it's
so,
like
okay.
It originally had it's every meaning now. Of course, is related to well, it's similar to the swastika and how
it used to be Buddhist.
How it used to be. It still is, but
yeah,
it meant peace. But now, obviously, you can't draw a swastika and be like, oh no, I'm talking about peace. Like you can't be like.
So it says it used to refer to a person of any racial or ethnic origin regarded as contemptible, inferior, ignorant, etc.
Yep. Huh. So when you find an ignorant person, you can call them a nigga, and that's what it means.
Well, it says in his the example that they're using here, in his 1987 novel, The Commitments, Roddy Dole wrote, the Irish are the
niggas
of Europe.
And I just want you to know, Sasha is not using the N-word.
I'm not going
to
use either variety.
She's not using it. She's not using it, but she has, she, like, it's just, she's doing this out of respect for the entire podcast.
But I will be honest and frank that I have said, I've said the N-I-G-G-A before. I've said it.
Yeah, we use that colloquially and casually between us and our friend groups. So,
but I also don't say it but to not any black
anybody
person
and anyone.
Like, it's one of those things.
Well,
that,
also, I mean, I don't say it around any every and anyone. But I mean, you are more mindful.
Because I think
issues
because
that it
we've,
could be around.
We've talked about this before. You know, I've gotten my black card given and taken away on many occasions, just for various things. Mm-hmm. And people love to tell me, you know, I'm black up until a certain point, of course.
Yeah.
But so I've been told many times that I get a pass to say it. And like I said, I've said it. I've definitely sang some songs with it.
I mean, we use the phrase as our, like in our friend group, we use the phrase, and it's never a point where also we don't have white people in our friend group.
Nope.
So I guess that's the other part is that we've never had to be mindful of like who can and cannot say it. It's like, nah.
But I've never said it around
mixed company.
Like, yeah. So like if I was with you out and we were like with your friends who you maybe I didn't know, I wouldn't just be like, because
but
they
actually
might.
So in that context, that is what I always think of with any curse words.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about with curse words? We just jump right into the nigga. I'm sorry. We're straight into nigga, but that's because I was like, oh no, it doesn't mean black, but
I never knew it had a meaning.
No, it actually, so listeners out there, if you didn't know, nigger was originally just meant a lazy and ignorant, lazy person. And, you know, America, white people.
Of course, they
co-opted
it. And
they decided that they was going to put that as
How do you feel about, because I know within black folks, there's two sides of it. You know, one is like, oh, we've reclaimed the word and like we'll use it amongst friend groups. And then there's the other side of the group who
that
say we shouldn't use it at all.
Okay, so how do I feel about it? Number one, I use it.
Yeah, so then that should tell you how you feel about it.
I use it, and I understand the concept of... no, I don't. Okay, I tried. I mean, I understand the meaning behind people who are like, we don't need to use this word, it tears us down and everything like that. I was like, I've never been a person who believes that words can hold that much power or have to hold that much power.
Yeah.
Like, just because I use the word nigger doesn't mean that I can't have good causes, help my community and all that. Like, it doesn't negate
things.
Yeah,
they don't correlate.
It's like, it's not like if you hear me say nigger all of a sudden, like, oh, you know what, she can't be down for it. I'm like, no, I'm helpful, I'm happy. I like, it's not like that erases all the things that I do good. It's like, oh, she used that nigger though. No.
It's like, y'all, we are 8 minutes into the podcast and it's been just like 50 times already.
This is like a Richard Pryor album. Yes. But so just sneak and listen to this on the side, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, just sneak and listen to it at night when, you know, when everybody's gone to sleep. But no, the reason that I think of it is that we were talking about it when we looked at the thing about all cursing.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of things that people look at and are like, oh, you know, we have to have respect and all this. I'm like, I can have respect and still like to curse. I love to curse.
So I grew up, both my parents were in the military, and they were both in the Air Force. My mom is not much like, I think it's weird when she curses because it does not flow authentically out of her mouth. Like, I feel like she struggles to bring it out. Like,
she curses like every once in
the
a while.
The only time she curses, and it's not even cursing, like she'll say shit. But she literally, like, she means literally, like, shit.
Oh, she means, like, poop.
Yeah, like, because she says it in like, reference she don't mean to, like she says when she's, like, changing Stokely's diaper. Like, oh, he shitted everywhere. Like, that's how she'll use it. Like,
but, oh, she uses it literally. Yeah. She uses it properly. Yeah. Oh, no. So, then there's the contrast of my dad.
My dad, I don't know if he was, he's not as bad as yours. But my father definitely was very lenient with the cursing, and he did it a lot more so in storytelling or when he got mad. So in normal conversation,
like,
not
he
so
didn't,
much.
And not on an everyday, like, random casual thing.
Yeah,
but
if he was
telling a story,
if he's
he doesn't
mad,
hold back from cursing.
No, not at all.
And then there's funny enough, my parents are very similar in that way. My mother, I can count on my hands how many times I've heard her curse. Like, and she'll curse in terms of anger or, you know, talking about something or, you know, angry about a situation. She'll curse and... But it still bothered me when she did because she did not curse so much.
Like, why?
She, when she would get mad though, and she would go on like a string, and I'm like, I would be like disgusted.
Oh my God,
like,
I'm so
sorry. Like,
no,
she would not be cursing at me. Like, even if she was like cursing at my dad or my brother, I was like, why do you have to use that language? Mind you, my father on the other hand. I think that, and I promise you, like, I can promise you, like, y'all are gonna be like, wait, what you mean? No, I've heard this man use a sentence and two words were not a curse word. They were the and a. I was like, and you're like, you might not understand how that is. Explicitly give me I'll give you an example. Yeah, because the motherfucking shit, damn, the goddamn shit over there. Dad, I don't know what you said. I don't know what you're referring to. And, like, so he curses excessively.
Yeah,
like,
too
to
much.
The point where we're like, can you just, like, use... You have education. Yeah. You have education, and that's what a lot of people think.
I definitely... So,
a lot of people think
true.
That you're not smart.
Because
that's,
study came out that people who curse actually are more intelligent.
Exactly. But the thing is that...
Because we know we're using words
for
emphasis.
Exactly. But the thing is, like, in the case of my dad, he curses so much, even, like, around... Like, I have a whole three-year-old. Now, by all means, I wouldn't... If my son picks up a curse word, if he uses it right, I don't care.
I don't care. That's how I feel.
I need you to use it right. But I don't need him to just know, like, to pick it up in a casual way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we all have cursed around kids or slipped up.
Yeah.
That happens. But if you're cursing and that is the thing that you know kids repeat everything... I need you to monitor what you're saying. And so it's like, if you continuously curse, I'm like, do you even think that you're like, look at your audience and be like, hey, your grandson right there.
Yeah, so around kids, I won't curse around kids. I make the conscious effort not to curse
around
kids.
I'll curse around
kids.
Teenagers.
I will curse around some teenagers. They've heard it. I started cursing in the sixth grade. I remember
I cursed in the middle school.
Yeah,
definitely.
I was in, sixth grade for us was still elementary school.
Sixth grade was middle school.
Yeah,
for me. That's
so
what I was like.
I was like, oh, I can curse now. So I thought definitely. I was all the way grown. But I try not to curse around kids. I will say, like, I remember Richard told me one time, because I do curse. Like, I curse a lot. And he tried to tell me one time that it was unladylike for me to curse.
Oh, we get that all the time. We get told, like, women
get told.
My response
was, fuck you.
Yeah. My brother said something to me. It wasn't about being ladylike. I think it was something about Women's Day and not wearing the color. I cursed at him because, number one, I was pregnant and carrying a fucking child. And two, so I remember saying to him, he's like, what kind of ladylike is it? You ain't wearing the color. And I said, fuck you. It's Women's Day and I'm carrying, I'm growing a fucking human. Kiss my ass. And he was like, touche. I'll leave you alone.
But
so cursing,
like, there's this notion that women
shouldn't curse
because it's unladylike for a woman to curse.
It's naughty.
I just don't understand why men are the it's only ones.
It's an American
who get
view.
To,
no. I guarantee it's an American
because,
view.
We'll talk, so let's talk about this. The words that we don't like, right?
Oh, Lord.
So
there's only one word we will never use. Like, we won't say it because it's, so, I say it's the F word. But,
that word is not allowed in my household.
And we
it's
say
not,
F
it's
word,
not,
it's not fuck.
it's the derogatory word for gay men.
Like, I would never
dictionary use, definition, nope. If you know, it's a bundle of sticks.
Nope. Yep. Won't know that.
Rhymes with maggot.
So we don't use that word, and we will not hear that.
I don't
ever.
Like that word at all.
I don't like it.
But words
that we don't like.
That I don't like. I don't like the word cunt.
I think and that because it makes me shudder. It's such a hard C.
And I don't. I think it. I think it's harsh. A, I definitely think it's
you're
a color
London?
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, yes, because I guess people of color in London and England
no,
probably
it's
say
British.
It.
I mean, it's
yeah,
English.
It's a British thing. But I, growing up around American Black folk, you don't hear that word.
That's not. It's a term that's culturally different.
Yeah.
But it's that hard C. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it just
like,
seems
it's
so
like,
harsh.
And they say it so casually.
Oh, that,
like,
yeah, for everything.
Oh,
everything.
You're such a fucking cunt.
You'd be like, whoa. Because for them, I feel like I feel like their cunt equals our, like, bitch, right?
Or motherfucker,
like,
or something,
yeah, like
it's
just,
where it's like,
like,
yeah.
It's just a very, like, colloquial, we can throw it out.
Yeah.
Whereas because we don't use it so much over here, when you hear it, you're like, oh, my
like,
Lord.
Like, you're like, wait a minute.
Like, really? Is she all of that?
Like, she, like, does she have to be that, though?
Like, we you couldn't find a better word than
like,
that
exactly. It's like, ma'am, get call me bitch.
Like, I'd rather be that.
But you make a good point. It's like, we do have things over here, especially when it comes to views of women cursing or moms cursing. Look, I am a mom, but as we've said before,
we're grown women, and you're not getting ready.
Now, I don't curse around my mom as much.
So I don't curse
to
my mother.
Yes. I don't curse at my mom.
Yeah,
is that
I don't
word?
Curse. I don't curse at my mother. I don't. Like, if I'm telling her something,
mm-hmm.
like, about, probably,
yeah.
like my dad, like, if I'm telling her a story about something, or if, like, I'm talking about someone, and I'll be like, oh, like, that person was an asshole, or,
yeah.
like, this was some bullshit. Like,
yeah.
I say that to my mother, but I will never curse to, it's unlike,
yes.
I have family members who they
will curse.
They curse to each other, and daughter and mother, and it's like, oh, like, the daughter will call the mother bitch, but
oh,
like,
no.
But like, not in anger, but like, just
I can't,
as a term,
no.
And then,
like, how
and
we
then,
be like, bitch,
yeah, and then, yeah,
so
and,
I can't do yeah, that, no. So let me say, I've cursed, oh, I curse around my mom and dad, I will curse, like, in talking, like, you know, that whole we're grown
yeah.
thing. But I am mindful of how much I'm cursing. Like,
yeah.
she doesn't care, but at the same time,
yeah.
she doesn't care. But if it gets to an excessive point, she'll be like, all right, now. Like, shit.
Like, I know you're grown, but can,
like,
we, can
she,
we roll
like,
it back?
But also, I think that's just because she also lives with my father, who
she hears it all the time,
so she doesn't want me to. I know that I definitely don't curse as much as my dad, but I'm on the line more towards him than her.
See,
but
I
she, I remember.
Do you curse around your in-laws?
No.
Yeah, see, I'm the same way.
No.
So, but, I mean, yours are more, I feel like,
no,
churchy.
No, still. No. Don't matter.
So
I've never felt comfortable cursing around anyone else's parents. It's not
yeah.
even, it's like, outside of my parents or my family, I don't feel comfortable
yeah.
cursing. And they don't curse. I mean, of course, they don't curse around them either, but I don't feel, but it's the same thing. Brandon doesn't curse around my parents. He'll curse around my brother, but nah.
And you see the relationship I have with my mother-in-law. I've never heard her curse.
I said B word downstairs. You heard me say B word?
Yeah, but I don't.
But it's like, I just can't curse around. Like, I said actual B word. And then I'm like, I can't curse around people's parents.
I don't know if I've ever cursed around her. I might have let something slip once or twice, but she's never, my father-in-law, I think I heard my father-in-law recently say shit, which coming out of his mouth is unheard of.
So
he
I've
doesn't
heard
curse
my
at all.
Father-in-law curse. I mean, I've heard my father-in-law curse at my wedding rehearsal. So, I mean, inside of a church, whatever. Yeah, but he was angry, and so he cursed around a lot of people at that time. They were like, I'm sorry, did he just yell out shit in church during our prayer? Yeah, it was like, so I knew then, like, okay, he's obviously the one who was more prone to
yeah.
cursing.
Yeah.
And I've heard him curse you know, ass, you know, to, you know, kiss my ass. I'm like, oh, okay. So he, hell damn, you know, he's a deacon, hell damn, yeah, and all that, and fire and brimstone in the church.
Yeah.
But my mother-in-law, no, no, I can't even remember if I've heard her ever curse, even in passing.
I don't really curse around my in-laws. Now that I'm thinking about it, though, I actually think I curse more than Richard does, which is surprising.
I can believe that.
But I think, I think...
I also mean, you even though you don't talk a lot, you talk more than Richard.
I do talk, so, but I also, so I think he curses more around
his friends
and at work, and doesn't so much around me.
I can believe that. I mean, most of the time when he's home with you, he's also home with his child, though, right?
Yeah, but still he'd be asleep most of the time.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I mean, whereas my husband curses like a sailor. Like, I mean... often, loudly, passionately. But there's one word that he doesn't use, and this is the funny thing. My husband has never called, well, he has never called me a bitch. He will never call me out of my name.
So
he'll call a female out of her name every once in a while, but he even then, it's like, you know, obviously, you know, the bitch I'll piss on you situation.
Yes.
Like, he
has, I remember,
like,
that one. I loved that one. That was a good use of that word.
Like, it's literally only... And it takes him a very while, and it's not because, like, he doesn't like to call women bitches. He will never call someone
a bitch. I went through this whole thing in high school where you could call me anything but a bitch. Like, I hated that word because to me, it was, I don't know why, but for some reason, it was just such a step down for me to be called
that. But I
mean,
it is a female dog, so you are dehumanizing.
It was very, like, I don't know. And now I don't feel that way now.
I never felt that way.
Because now I'm just like, because I probably am a little
bit
bitchy.
I never felt that way. I actually think I was, like, okay with being called a bitch because I was so nice. So if you called me a bitch, I'd be like, huh? I did something because I was like a pushover.
Yeah.
I was literally, like, when I got to college, apparently I turned into the biggest bitch ever. And I was like,
And I think that's why it doesn't bother me now. Because as I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, no, definitely.
I meant what I said.
I'm okay.
So
being,
if that makes me a bitch,
I'm okay
then
being
I'm a
bitchy
bitch.
Now.
Like, but also a lot
and
of people.
And I also wholeheartedly embrace the term bad bitch. So.
Yeah. But I mean, there's also a lot of people who look at the same thing as they do with nigga. They look at bitch the same way. Like, there's females who are like, we don't need to call this and bitches and hoes and all that. I'm like, I don't you know what it is.
I don't attach
my worth to those two words.
Well,
like,
because I also think it's how you use the words. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm like, bitch, like,
yeah,
if, then I'm telling a story. Like I'm not calling, but if I'm calling you out your name, the intent behind it is different.
Yeah, if I'm sitting there saying,
or
know,
if
well,
I'm like,
you bitch,
yeah, and I'm like, well, damn, Sheree, what I do? Like,
you know, but like, it's one of those things. Like, it gets your attention.
Like, and there's definitely been times, I'm sure, where, oh, you looking like you looking a little sluttish today, or
like,
you look, why you got like, your whole gear on?
Like, so, like, so you out here, so you say you in your whole phase,
and that
you
doesn't, and
phase.
That doesn't bother me. But if you was just like, oh, you being a hoe, I'd be like, well, do you really?
Wait a minute. Like, exactly. And also, who's saying it? And also, who's saying it? Like, it's like, so you just wanted to be a hoe, huh? Did I? Wait. It's who you're talking to.
Who's saying it and the intention behind it. Like, I think, like, with the girls, like, I've never had a problem because I think we've all, at some point, we've been like, bitch, let me tell
bitch.
You. Yeah, like, we said something like that. Or you
I mean,
know,
I love
like,
that bitch can be a noun. It can be an embellishment.
Yes.
Like, you can have a whole conversation.
But that's the whole thing about fuck, too. Like, it can literally
Motherfucker is a person, place, or a thing.
It can be used for anything.
All of these words are person, places, or things. And so, personally, I can have a whole conversation and... the way that I say this word and the context that I use, and you'll know what I mean. But no, I think I said that to you the other day when you called, when you was talking about the house. I was like, bitch, girl. You know, it was just all of that. But the thing is this, I've never had once, like, Brandon at one point told me, like, I cursed too much and, like, you know, and everything like that. And I was like, what? And I think he was more so, once again, talking about just being mindful of how much I curse and looking at, like, Brendan. It was like, when he was a baby, I didn't care.
Oh, I didn't care.
Like,
when
I didn't care
was
when
he
was a baby. Even when
he
was a toddler, like the early toddler, not the I repeat everything and
starting
to form words.
Yeah.
Then that's when he was like, hey. Watch
your
mouth.
You got to watch it,
And I have to tell him the same thing. So it's not like a one-sided, you know, so whatever.
I think Richard, the one time he did tell me that it was like unladylike. It was, this was years and years ago.
I'm sorry. And I'm, I think, I'm he, but I also don't think
he wasn't
here.
Serious when he said it. Like he was saying it out of like jest and kind of to be like you doing too much. And he's never said anything now about how I curse or that I curse too much or something like that. Because I think at this point it's like, this is, you know what you got. Like this is,
I'm not changing. Yeah. Like, do you want me to find
it? Because I feel like cursing for me,
it's an enhancer.
Like you, it helps you.
I used to be, okay. So in school, I didn't curse a lot, even though I did curse in high school and middle school around friends and everything. I could even curse you out and be mad, but I would be I could curse someone out without cursing.
Well,
I
that's a skill.
I have the ability to make you, I am the queen of the professional clapback. I used to stretch before I wrote letters.
Per my like, email. Per my like, previous
like,
email.
I remember getting emails and I'm just like, what the fuck did she say? 1 second. Let me help. And I'm like, and I bang out something and they're just like, oh my Lord. And they was just like, yeah, I said, yeah, I ain't got a curse to give you. Oh, I will read you for filth.
I did find
but
this little.
I do know that I like the curse because sometimes that's the only word that like when I say fuck you, there's not many words that mean the same thing.
Like if you say that, you know that that's a like I mean,
I think it's
all
even worse when you know, like, and the reason that they say that we're smarter is because usually people, because
you can
curse,
find other words,
I can find other words. I'm choosing this one because I want you to know I chose this.
I very rarely have said fuck you in. Like, and I've meant it, but I remember this is, so I, one of the guys from the group, pick one, we were at Marcus's house and we were getting into an argument about something. So that should tell you which one it was.
Yeah.
And he was pissing me off so bad. We were going back and forth and he said something to me and I think I stood up and cause he said something to me out of anger and I stood up and I was just like, man, fuck you. And he like got, he was up, like, no, well, like,
wait
fuck
a
you.
Minute.
And I said, if this is what we do,
like, damn. Look,
to the point, that was the only time where literally Marcus was like, okay, you need to come outside with me. Sasha, you stay here. Y'all need to chill
like,
for
a
second.
I was like, I know who you're talking about just by the argument. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
But,
no,
when you get to that point, and it was like this.
No,
like,
it was like y'all was in each other's throats. Because it also goes with, like, you can't curse somebody out casually.
No.
These aren't words that we're talking about using every day in a, like, you can't casually be like, well,
if
fuck
you
bitch.
Yeah, because like, that's not sincere. No, like, no, that's not, you don't mean.
Bitch. No, it's like, you
told me that before. Like,
of course. Like you're like, so you just get ready to get, fuck you. Yes, I am. The fuck I am. Again and again. And if I end up off of my 600-pound life, then you too.
And I'll be like, look,
right,
I told
there,
you.
Like, she could look, she was trying to tell me. No, I don't have enablers, but I mean, they just wasn't going to knock the food out of my hand. Like, you know, like we, when you have a friendship with people, there's things you'll say. And yes, like a casual fuck you is fine. But if I don't know you or I don't like you,
and you come out off the break talking about fuck you, I'll be like, hold on, like, who are you talking
like,
to?
Like, because the next step is, you say fuck me.
I'm like,
the
well,
next step is, who
you?
The fuck are you talking to? I know you can't be talking about me, because the next thing is, the next level is throwing hands.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much when you get to that. That's
when
what
you
that
get
means.
To the place of cursing. The next end
with
level,
like the anger
like the
behind
anger,
it. Yeah,
the next step has to be. Well, then we have to fight.
I did find this article on Pop Sugar, and I know it's written in jest, and so don't take it too seriously. But
I like it. I don't care. It's true.
But it says it's 7 reasons why moms who swear are the best fucking moms.
We are the best fucking moms.
some of them, so it's like they give it to their kids straight. They're more likely to not sugarcoat things or do rose-colored explanations. I like how it says, like, when you're giving the sex talk, instead of trying to, like, beat around
the
bush, if you were like,
bees.
If you fuck a boy or a girl, this is what can happen.
Like, what is fucking? Well, fucking or sucking dick? Because a lot of people even would say that saying actual terms is cursing.
Like dick or like penis?
No, like people, there's people who say, like, you can't, like, well, there's people who will tell you suck my dick as a curse word. So, yeah, there's that. But, no, if you fucking someone... And whatever that, you know what it means.
It says that they're unabashedly and fantastically flamboyant, which I, because the example they use, she says, when I love something, coffee, wine, artwork, bacon, I really fucking love it. I celebrate life with swear words. I can attest to that.
I agree.
Like, case in point, I sell a shirt in my shop that says Latina AF. Like, and if you know what AF stands for, Latina as fuck. Like, okay. Like that.
Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, so.
But no, I agree with that. I mean, it's like, the reason that a lot of people curse is because of excitement and happiness.
Yes.
It's not usually out of anger.
Yes. It says, so another reason they're fine with being the bitch. We've talked about that. Yep. Like, they don't care about how being perceived. And I think as I've gotten older, I've definitely been more okay with, I don't really care what you think about me. So
I told you the reason that I curse words, you can call me anything and watch anything. I don't care because I know who I am. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Do you pay my bills?
Yeah. So it don't matter.
Do you have sex with me? Are you my child? Do you feed me?
No.
None of these things. Yeah. Then you mean nothing to me at the end of the day. You will mean nothing then.
It says they don't take things too seriously, which I think if you listen to the podcast,
obviously
that's us. They defend their kids fiercely. Now I will say, you can curse or not curse, and I
defending
think,
your
like,
kids don't mean nothing.
But so I feel like it's the emphasis that adds, like, you know that if I'm defending my kid, just know you're gonna get some words that add emphasis.
Look,
in
if
there.
My child comes home crying or upset, and I believe, and we say already that boys can cry, so if he's upset or a girl break his heart, that bitch, I want you
who
to
is
know
she?
Who that bitch
is that?
Well, fuck her. It's like, you know, like we'll knock, like, I mean, like, once again, I ain't saying that I fight kids, but for my child,
this is a complete tangent.
For my child,
I saw hilarious TikTok that it was a mom in the front seat, and she had a weave over her bun, or her little ponytail. It was like a little nice little bun. And she was like, her daughter's in the back talking, oh, so-and-so tried to jump me today. And she's like, well, how old is so-and-so? And while she's asking her, she's taking off the little the little clip on. And she said, oh, she's 14. And she puts this little bow into this little ponytail. Like, her ponytail is tiny. She puts a little bow on and she said, bet, well, I'm 14.
I'm 14 today. Exactly. How old do I need to be today?
To beat some
like,
kids.
Because I will fight a kid over mine, okay? However old you are and above.
I think that, like, that was hilarious. Like, yes. When I saw it.
But no, that's exactly. It's like, no, you don't. I do not. Now, I do believe that you don't have to curse to be a good parent,
no,
obviously.
No.
But
this one I do agree with. They're amazing storytellers. Because, again, emphasis. Like,
emphasis.
So this was said. There's a reason why sweary mom bloggers are all the rage right now. It's because they tell some of the most engaging, funny as hell stories.
Like, think about every comedian. Just to be clear, majority of comedians curse. And because, like, it's not because,
they
like, they just
to.
Can't find a way to say it. It's like, no, that shit's funny. Like, there are certain things that you're just like, No. I have to explain this exactly how the fuck I saw it.
It's the emphasis that adds it. And this is the last one. And I think this goes into the recent study that we talked about where cursing says, if you curse, it says that you're of high intelligence. They're very open-minded.
Yeah.
And that goes hand in hand. It, like, because you know that. So this one says, a mom that gives no fucks about dropping said fucks must be very open and non-judgy.
And I don't know. I'll agree with that to a certain degree, because like we were talking about, if you are like people who get really, really upset about bitch or nigga or words like that. Now, that doesn't mean that you're absolutely closed, because everyone has their words, just like we have our word that we will never say. And it gets me, like, I get bent out of shape if I was to hear.
That
like,
word is not allowed in our house.
And if I hear someone saying it, I'm like, oh, we're not okay.
Yeah, like,
so there, it doesn't mean that you are uptight if you don't curse.
That's also
but it's
the
just
same
like
way I feel about if you were to bring an ER word in here, like that one, like those two, like it's one thing to it's one thing if it ends in A.
You can tell the difference very easily.
Yeah, and if you're coming out with the strong ER,
like this is the thing. There are certain things, like, for example, if we sitting there singing songs and everything, that is an A. That's always an A. That's never been not
never
an
been
A.
ER.
Like, if you sitting there singing this song and you throw an ER on
you'd
the A,
like,
you'd be like, That's what you say in your. And also, let's just not pretend that people who say they don't say the word usually don't say it. They just don't say it in public. A lot of people like everyone who says they know they can't say that word or everything like that, they say it. They just say it different. They just don't say it. They smartly don't say it around people who they
should have been saying it to. Definitely.
I believe that you have very good intelligence to do that. So, yeah. I mean, hey. But then there's the people who think that they can get away with it. And if you do, that is great that you found the right people to get away with it from.
So we say all of this to say, if you are like us and you prefer a couple of F-bombs here and
embellishments.
There. Embellishments. If you like those words, because we clearly do, we're not judging you. We don't think it makes you less of a woman. First of all, we don't think that women can't curse. Knock yourself out if you want to use all of the F words in the world. We don't think it makes you a bad mom if you choose to curse. And I'll go even further. If your kid is cursing, I don't think that makes you a bad mom if they're using it correctly. If you taught your kid, if they drop it correctly and they know how to use it in proper company.
That my nephew knew how to curse properly. He also knew he shouldn't. But at the same time, the times that he did curse, whether in school or not, I looked at the situation and said, well, that's exactly the right word to use. And that's the right context.
I'm not going to be mad when Stokely drops his first curse word if he uses it correctly.
I'm going to tell you not to do it, but at the same time.
We don't talk like that. We don't talk like that outside of the house.
Yeah. I'm like, there's times where I'm like, no, you're not going to really be the time and place for everything. But yes, it doesn't mean you're a bad mom if your current child curses. They're going to pick it up.
Yeah, definitely.
Everywhere, because society curses. Yeah. We curse. We love curse words.
I love a good curse word. As a matter of fact,
I think we love curse words way more than we love sex. Like, for real. Think about movies. We got curse words like galore. And PG movies almost now got curse. You listen to TV nowadays, and remember that like it used to be bitch and other words, ass, bitch, hell, damn near fuck. All of them almost.
That's the only one I think you can't say anymore. Everything you can say shit now on TV. Yes. Yeah, you just can't.
And that
say
to me
fuck.
Is wild that like all these words that they used to
because
be really
bad. I think we just placed. Or not we, but back in the day, society placed such an emphasis on these words and what they mean. Whereas I think our generation and younger have been like, they're just words. Like, and again, it's the intention behind the words. Like, I'm calling you a bitch and I mean it like derogatory and like we about to throw hands. That's different. But if I'm being like, girl, bitch, let me tell you what happened today. Like,
don't be a bitch.
Yeah, like you're like, well, maybe I am being a bitch. Let me calm myself down.
I mean, sometimes I'm being a bitch. All right, but it's like, yeah, but I mean, it's just crazy to even think about the fact that, like, the way that society has gone. Like, now the words that you can't use or the words that can be offensive are the P word. Pussy.
I don't really like that word.
I don't like the word, but you know, that's like seems to be vulgar. It's like now we don't have curse words and everything like that. It's like vulgar and obscene words versus like is this vulgar?
I don't like that word. I've never liked it though.
I don't like vagina. It sounds I'm okay with using it, and I always talk about using the anatomically correct and scientifically correct words, but I just want you to know that neither of the words for sexual organs sounds good. It doesn't sound cute. No. It doesn't sound nice. No. And that is the reason why pornography does not say, you know, vagina. What? Okay.
Because men don't want to hear that one.
Just like we don't want to see the hard C.
That's such a cock. That's what she's talking about. It's such a horrible word.
Cock and cunt. Like, those are two words that you're just like, we don't. That's the reason why you don't want to hear those words.
I can't stand either of these words. So if you are like us and we love to, so I'm gonna ask this because I would love to hear y'all's response on it. I want to know what y'all's favorite curse words are and or your favorite curse phrase.
Your favorite curse word, your favorite curse phrase, and which one will you stay away from? Yes, what words do you stay away from?
I would love to know that because I feel like we'll get some new phrases. Yes. That's exactly what I was going. I feel like we need some new phrases that we can speak.
Because I'm good for stealing a good phrase.
So you can email us what your favorite curse word or your favorite curse word phrase is. You can email us at hello@swirlandsitpodcast.com. Make sure that you're following us on Instagram and Facebook at Swirl and Sip Podcast. If you like the show, please go out and subscribe and rate and review. It's so important that you rate and review the show because it does help new listeners find the show. And we would love more people to follow along on this journey with us. And make sure you can subscribe on any major platform. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all of that good stuff. You can find us on there. And make sure you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye, y'all.